Today we remember Saint Charles Borromeo. At this time of the year, I always remember it, not because I memorize him, but that's what on our calendar, Saint Charles Borromeo. And then I, in the depth of my mind and my not remembering it, and then I think, oh yeah, that's right. This is the weekend that we had our kind of retreat. So we always started, and I were able to do it, 6 years between St. John Vianney and St. Paul, which is about maybe 10 blocks. And we'd always started with Mass Friday evening, and then we had an adoration profession in procession to the chapel at St. Thomas Aquinas School to St. Paul Seminary. And it was really, it wasn't just the seminarians, it was so many of our, the laity and young men and women, they're obviously Catholic, and I remember people would be kneeling when Jesus was walking with us, with the priest. And then when we came in, we had the music of St. Thomas Aquinas' music on organ that's just pounding, and it was just a very sacred moment. And then we had the 40 hours of Eucharistic adoration. St. Charles Borromeo showed us, first, he did so many great things in the centuries that he was working as a bishop and then a cardinal. It was after the Reformation for ourselves. And Trent was a lot of the work that he was working, especially in the seminary. And so, really, there's so many changes from the years before Trent and after. And then we had another kind of change with St. John Paul II, with changing in the seminary. The other thing of St. Charles Borromeo, one of my best friends, Father Brandon, is one of his favorite saints, because St. Charles Borromeo is a genuine, lovely person for young men and children, that he always taught them well and he cared for them. So we heard today in St. Paul to Romans, this is, "You once disobeyed God, but have now received mercy because of their disobedience. So they have now disobeyed in order that, by virtue of the mercy shown to you, they too may now receive mercy." That's exactly how he taught the young boys and those going to the seminary, that he always showed mercy, and he showed his love for them and the love of the priesthood, an inspiration even to this day. So St. Charles Borromeo, pray for us.